Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello, whoa, it's Garbled Twistery, and we are here in 1807, ready for our final in-between election episode of this series. And let me tell you now, our topic for today is something crazy, yo. No, really, is your seatbelt on? It's okay, I'll wait.
I can't reach the seatbelt, I can't.
Buckled in yet? Good. Now, I'm gonna start this story by talking about some dweeby dweeb man who was cursed with a dweeby name like
James Wilkinson.
What was his favorite hobby, you ask? Treason.
Treason?
Yeah, I told you to buckle up. This wild buffalo is trying to win the reality show, okay? I'm serious. When the Louisiana Purchase was happening,
James Wilkinson
was at the forefront of settling the land. But he was salty about his pension, so you know what he did? He freaking called up Spain on speed dial and was like, quote, "Listen, I'll give you the lowdown hoedown on how to stop these Yankees from expanding their territory if you give me some pension money," unquote. Yeah, James Wilkinson is a dweeb you can't trust. Back in the day, he even tried to separate Kentucky and Tennessee from the rest of the country. He's super shady. Okay, hard shift to our boy Aaron Burr. Don't worry, the shady dweeb will be back. So, it's 1804. Aaron's finishing up as VP, and he has a meeting with the British ambassador to the Yankees, Tony Mary. And he's talking with Tony, and he's saying some wild stuff. Quote, "Now you listen here, Tony. They're kicking me out of this dump. I'm going southwest. But hey, if you can talk to your people and give me half a mil and some boats, I could snatch Louisiana right from Tommy J's hands. Think about it." Unquote. Crazy, right? Crazy. Crazy. So Ambassador Tony goes to his people and gives them the lowdown, and a year goes by. So Aaron comes back, and he's all like, "What's the deal? You're gonna give me some ships and some cash? Let's get going." And Tony's like, "Look, I talked to my people. They haven't gotten back to me yet. But here, you can have 15K for the trouble." Yeah. Tony's people had zero interest in this harebrained scheme whatsoever. Year after that, they had one more meeting, same situation. British Ambassador Tony goes back home for the holidays. But the thing is, Aaron's already been scoping the Southwest out stomping ground-wise. Like, he was out here looking at big old Spanish Texas, and Spain had him sign a lease and everything. So yeah, he went on down into big fat Louisiana and met up with his buddy, Mr. Banner Bummer Hummer Basket. I mean, this dude was mainly a hype man for moral support, but he also literally owned a freaking island on the Ohio River. So we know Burr had some serious plans, okay? He put a bunch of armed men on that island with a bunch of supplies at the ready. You feel me? He also stopped by Nolens to talk to his Mexico friends and some Criollos who were like Latin Americans that had Spanish heritage. And I mean Spanish as in Spain, not Spanish as in not Spain. But yeah, they were trying to take over Mexico. So Aaron talked to them, and then he got a blessing from a Catholic priest to go on some crazy expedition to Mexico. Because, I mean, what good Catholic during this time period doesn't enjoy encroaching, am I right? Unfortunately for Aaron, journalists exist, and he used to be the freaking vice president. So boom, extra, extra, read all about it. Aaron Burr's trying to create his own freaking country. But the thing is, that news story didn't get the whole story. No. Aaron freaking called up one of his new Catholic minister friends, Carlos Martinez, and was like, quote, "I'm gonna invade Washington, D.C. straight up. Help me," unquote. I mean, Carlos gave him a few thousand bucks, but come on, Spain wasn't touching this tomfoolery. But anyways, the governor of Ohio noticed that there was an island with a bunch of troops and supplies, and he straight up seized all of it, because come on, he's the governor. He can't just let people sit around and do that nonsense without asking, you know? And Aaron's friend, who owned the island, barely got away. So after that, he did meet up with Aaron And he did say he would bring some troops to New Orleans for the guy, but in his heart, he knew they were doomed to fail after the governor straight up seized almost all their assets. So what did Mr. Bummy Bleaker Basket do instead? He snitched. Quote, "Hey, Prezzy Wezzy Tommy J, what's up? Oh, Aaron?" He wants to invade the nation's capital, unquote. Yup, this dude's a freaking rat. But let's shift to Tommy's perspective on this, okay? So this Prezzy Wezzy is sitting in his office doing Prezzy Wezzy things, and some nobody district attorney from Kentucky named Joey Davey is all like, "Eric Burr is giving pitchforks to Spanish people and he's coming for ya." Of course, Tommy J is going to dismiss this ribble rabble. He's the freaking Wizard King. He's got some better, more tangible things to worry about. So Joey tries to put some charges on Aaron himself. But Aaron has this crazy clay statue of a lawyer protecting him named Henry, so it doesn't happen. But Tommy J is listening to his assistant tell the news. And these reports are coming in from the West. People are getting a little rowdy over there. It's making Tommy go, you feel me? And then Dweebazoid shows up. Who am I talking about? You know who I'm talking about. Freaking James Wilkinson, the shadiest character so far. And this creepy man has a freaking letter that puts all of the proof in all of the pudding that Aaron Burr was planning some nasty stuff. I have a quote from the letter right here. Quote, "Bro, I got boats. The tea shippers are on board. I also got some cash money. Send someone over who knows the secret handshake, and let's meet up on the Mississippi. I also want a guest list and some of your troops. It's party time, brother." Unquote. Oh, and of course, this message was sent in old school binary code. So Wilkinson, that slimy shell of a man, he freaking edited the whole darn letter to make it look like he had nothing to do with any of it. He's all like, "Oh, Aaron Burr, that monster, he was planning to overthrow you. Why, I never..." I'm watching you, Wilkinson. You ain't loyal to nobody. Anyways, Tommy J calls up his massive system of bodyguards and is all like, "Look, if anybody talks about invading Spanish territory, cuff him. As for Aaron himself, put a bounty on his head." Yeah, Tommy Bananas isn't messing around. So Aaron Burr and his tiny renegade group are trying to get to New Orleans. But when they're like 30 miles away, they find out about the bounty. So Aaron surrenders, only to escape into the freaking wilderness. But I mean, eventually, they caught him and hauled him off to Virginia for the treason trial. So what happened at the freaking treason trial, you ask? Well, to be honest, not much. The only evidence in the court record was that stupid letter. They didn't have anything else to go on. But the juicy stuff is in the details, y'all. So Aaron's lawyer was able to turn on the patriotism machine and be all like, quote, "This man fought in the revolution. He was a senator, a freaking vice president. Do not besmirch his good name," unquote. So yeah, that's what Aaron's lawyer was going for. The U.S. attorney, George the Cow Hay, showed up with a list of 140 freaking witnesses. And of course, Tommy pardoned almost all of them for cooperating. Even the super guilty ones. Anything to get Mr. Burr behind bars. Yeah, they tried to charge Aaron with a fat misdemeanor for trying to take over Spanish Texas land or whatever, but they didn't have any evidence at all that Aaron was going to try to do that, so that was dropped. But Aaron's lawyer was all like, "Hey, judge, can you subpoena the president real quick so I win this freaking case?" And Tommy was like, quote, "I'm the president. You can't touch this. We already have everything we need because I said so, okay? In fact, you can't tell me what to do, Judge Marshall. I'm the president. It says so in the Constitution," unquote. Judge Marshall's response? Oh, boy. Quote, I don't care if you're the Queen of England, Buster. I'm the judge. You're the citizen. I can subpoena whoever I freaking want. I'm not gonna do it, Mr. President, but you better not make me do it. Watch your disrespectful mouth. Unquote. Yeah, things were getting spicy in this episode of Judge Judy, and it was finally time for the ruling!
Slam the gavel!
According to Judge Marshall, Aaron Burr wasn't guilty of treason because he didn't, like, shoot anybody yet. And all of his scheming and government hating was free speech. Saying, let's start a war was just not enough. The criminal intent behind a gathering needs to be towards a goal that's more immediately tangible than let's divide the union. Basically, the lack of proof is in the lack of pudding.
What?
So, was Aaron guilty? I mean, some experts are like, look at what he was doing, it's obvious. And other experts are like, look at the lack of evidence, it's obvious. Personally, I think Aaron Burr was just lucky that he got caught early enough to get off scot-free. I think they would have had more evidence if they caught him a year later than they did. But whatever. After this craziness, Aaron was like, quote, yo, I'm done. I was only here for the politics of it all, but I'm done, you know? Unquote. Yep, he left for Europe. And he did come back years later, actually, but come on, nobody cares about that. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, harvesting clams, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know! Exciting! There are more details about how this will work on the Patreon page, but wait! There's more! If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon-exclusive season titled Garbled Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, sloppier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along. And now, per tradition, a fun little snippet from the upcoming Patreon bonus episode, Spider-Man. Speaking of responsibilities, this idiot has literally all the Gorilla Glue in the world, but he still can't figure out how to pay Annie Ed's rent. And the high school quarterback is still giving him wedgies. And some newspaper titan freaking hates spiders, but also happens to be the guy paying his rent. And on top of that, there are a whole bunch of crazies out there wearing very authentic cosplay that really want to squash spiders. If you want to hear more of that story, get yourself onto the Patreon, yo. Anyways, next time, it's back to our regularly scheduled programming. Yep, it's time for the 1808 election! Our first VP candidate expose will be on Johnny Quest Adams, New Blood, Get Hype.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Do not besmirch his good name!